I'm with Sunil Gavaskar, the Indian cricket legend, and we're at the Elves Club at Dubai Sports City. Now, Sunny, I think you've been given life membership of the Elves Club. Are you much of a golfer?
Well, firstly, I've got to say I'm very honoured to be given the membership because, one, I know what the club is about, having visited here on a couple of occasions. I think it's a terrific club, named after a great golfer, one of the great names in the history of golf. And therefore, to be given the membership is a unique honor. I don't think it's been given to too many people. So this really is a huge honor. To be honest, I'm not a golfer for the simple reason that when I played cricket, I thought I had to work very hard for my centuries. And in golf, you get a century just like that. So I don't like easy centuries. But maybe now that I've got this membership, maybe I'll try and play a little bit of golf and, try and get better at it.
Now, I know Sachin Tendulkar is a member here as well. He's been given honorary life membership as well. So you're in a pretty select club there. Is there any chance of seeing you two out on the fairway at some stage in the future?
Well, we've actually been once on the fairway in Chittagong in Bangladesh. And he was pretty serious, as you would expect. He hit the ball really well. Yes, I think at some stage, if we are here in Dubai, we'll certainly look to play together. But I think he's got a head start because I believe he's already had some golfing lessons over here at the academy, which is, again, a world-famous academy down here. So he's obviously got a head start, and I'm pretty certain that he's going to beat me by a mile.
Is your preference perhaps to take advantage of the clubhouse and maybe relax in the clubhouse a little bit more than out on the fairway? Because the facilities here are fantastic, aren't they?
Yes, I think I've seen that. And I think that is probably more likely to happen with me because at my age, rather than get burnt out in the sun, sitting in the clubhouse and enjoying the ambience would be the thing to do. I think the ambience here is absolutely fantastic. I've been here, as I said, for lunch. I've also been here once for an evening, and the atmosphere here is really, really a pleasant one, and you can totally relax. So, as I said, I am indeed honoured, and I'm really looking forward to using the facilities here.
Dubai is very much a home from home for you, though, isn't it? So from that point of view, it's very nice to have this membership, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think, when you're away, and there are times, when you've got nothing much to do, really, you want to be maybe away from home. And I think nothing like a good club where you can meet up with old friends and, relax a little bit. So, yes, that's a huge plus.
You've spent a lot of time here recently in the UAE for the Pepsi Indian Premier League, of course. You were heading up the BCCI for that. How did that go?
It went off absolutely brilliantly, and thanks to the authorities in the UAE for the kind of security that they gave first, because that was such an important aspect. Then the way the facilities at the grounds, the venues, the way the crowd responded. In all aspects, I think UAE outdid itself because UAE is known to be a sports-loving country, which is sponsored and promoted a lot of sports. So this was the first for the Indian Premier League to be playing in the UAE, and all the three venues were absolutely fantastic. So hopefully we will see some more Indian cricket in this part of the world.
I was going to ask you about that because I think it's 2006, isn't it? India played a couple of one-day internationals against Pakistan at the opening of the stadium down in Abu Dhabi, the Zayed Cricket Stadium down there. India hasn't been back since then. What are the chances, do you think?
I think now that we've had an opening through the Pepsi Indian Premier League, I think certainly that is something that the BCCI will definitely consider, because they've seen what the facilities on offer are. And when you talk about facilities, you're not just talking about on the field playing facilities. You're also talking about practice facilities. So the practice facilities, which is so important as people prepare for the match, those were actually top class as well. And I think that has certainly made a huge impact, a huge impression on the authorities in India. And as soon as there's a window available, I'm pretty certain that India will be looking to come down over here, whether it is to play Pakistan or whether it is to play some triangular tournament. I'm not too sure, but I think India will be looking for that window to come back here.
And of course, looking ahead, the first thing that everyone's thinking about now is the Champions League, which is due to take place in September. with your BCCI hat on, I know you're not involved there officially anymore, but can you give us any guidance on whether it's a possibility for the Champions League to be here in the UAE?
Certainly is a possibility, because there are two aspects that will be at the back of the BCCI mind. One is the weather in India at that stage, because the weather in India will be monsoonish still. The monsoon would be tapering off, but you know, you don't want to have matches washed out. So I think that will be one at the back of their mind, and the fact that, you know, at that particular time there will be a lot of people wanting to come to Dubai. So I guess, you know, those are the factors that will certainly come into play. Eventually, I guess the decision will also depend to a great extent on, you know, the host broadcaster and what he feels about it, because, you know, the timing sometimes can make a difference. So I think all those factors, I'm pretty certain, will be sorted out within the next four weeks or so.
And you mentioned the BCCI. You were president of the BCCI during the Pepsi Indian Premier League. Have you got any role there now, or would you like to have a role in the future?
Well, at the moment, I'm a little bit unsure what's happened, because when the appointment first came through the Honorable Supreme Court, it was pretty clear it was till the end of the IPL. But in the middle also, there was a hearing, at which point the Honorable Court said that I should carry on till further orders. So I've just written to them, and I will know in the next few days whether my role is over, or whether I still continue with it. So at the moment, I'm also in a little bit in the dark about it.